Next is a Primus note for Alan Bailey. Last name B-A-I-L-E-Y. Alan A-L-A-N. Date was June 27, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. In Paragon, Mr. Bailey was seen regarding Parkinsonism. He also has osteoarthritis and back pain. Period. He has a history of prostate cancer. The paragraph history. Well, Mr. Bailey is not doing too badly, period. The staff wants to get up in the morning and give him his medicines earlier than he wants to have them, period. He does get up at 9:30. I did say he's willing to get some of his morning medications at 8 o'clock, but he doesn't want them earlier, period. His Parkinson's is about the same, period. There's mild cogwheeling, but he does remain on Sinemet 25 or 100 twice or four times a day, and Ropinirole 0.25 milligrams three times a day, period. He does get up a little bit with the walker, but it's difficult for him to mobilize, period. He often needs the wheelchair, period. He does have urinary incontinence, likely due to slight cognitive impairment and the Parkinsonism, period. He has osteoarthritis to the knees, period. There's been some right knee pain, period. He does use osteobiflex and Tylenol if needed, but does not really request any other meds, period. He also is on glucosamine, 500 milligrams three times a day, period. Review of systems, no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, no fever or chills. Past history, Parkinson's disease, osteoarthritis, back pain, prostate cancer, urinary incontinence, hearing impairment. Family history, father had alcoholism and MI and died at 78. Mother died at 68 of a stroke and a son had kidney disease. In paragraph assessment and plan one, Mr. Bailey has Parkinson's disease, but that's currently in control with Sinemet 100 over 25, 1-4 times a day, and Pinerol 0.25 milligrams three times a day, period. He also is under plasma 34 milligrams daily for psychosis, period. He seems to be tolerating this, period. Two, he has osteoarthritis of the knee, and Tylenol controls the pain along with the glucosamine. And he does have tramadol available daily if needed, period. He also uses osteobiflex, one tablet daily, period. Three, he has urinary incontinence due to choosing overactivity and L-glucosamine mirbetric, 50 milligrams daily. Four, he's on simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily for hyperlipidemia. Five, he's on gabapentin, 200 milligrams three times a day, presumably for neuropathic pain, period. I'll continue the current overall plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.